Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today and just having this time with you. So welcome to June, and today we're going to continue our adventure through the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 18 through 34, and it says this. All who heard it wondered at the things which were spoken by them and by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them. When 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, Exodus 13, 2 and 12, and offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, from Leviticus 12, 8. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, that they might do concerning him according to the custom of the law, then he received him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now you are releasing your servant, Master, according to your word, in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, wait, there's two more. Joseph and his mother were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him, and Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which is spoken against." Okay, now, mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity and this privilege it is that any moment of any day, at any time, we can pray to you. We can give you all of our worries and our concerns and our fears. And Lord, here we see something really beautiful, that you work throughout people's lives, not just when they're young, not just when they're able, but when they're older. And Simeon had been receiving a promise from you for some time that he would see the Christ before he died, and you fulfilled that for him. And Lord, help us, especially as we love those who are older than us, to realize that you are working in and through your people no matter what age they are. Help us to dignify and to listen to and to appreciate those who are senior saints. And maybe we are senior saints. I'm more senior than I used to be. But help us to realize, Lord, that our life isn't over at a certain age, that you, your spirit resides in us and will empower us to do your work. In fact, it's interesting because as I was thinking about this idea of aging, the less capable I am, the more I need you. And so there's this great opportunity for those of us who are walking with you to actually grow deeper and wider and stronger in your Holy Spirit every single day. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for that opportunity to grow, and help us to see those places in our lives where we are not relying on you. Lord, we also just thank you so much for Jesus's parents, Joseph and Mary, for doing what was right, for knowing the law and carrying it out, and having this reverent fear of you. So I pray that for ourselves today, that we would know your law, we would know your word, that we would carry it out with joy. And as we obey you, then you bring in these amazing supernatural circumstances, just like they experienced here with Simeon. Lord, not that we obey you for the supernatural, for sure, but we obey you and then those things happen. And so, Lord, it doesn't happen beforehand. That's what why faith is so important. We have to take those steps, and then we meet you in miraculous and surprising ways after we take those steps. So I pray for my friend today who is contemplating taking that next step, a leap out into the unknown. And I pray that you would give that my friend courage and joy and purpose as they take that step. And Lord, I just thank you so much for rescuing them and for being there when they take that step. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is brought to you by the Patreon supporters. And if you'd like to be one of those supporters, we had a few more jump in the last month. I'm so grateful. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And my apologies, also just a little housekeeping thing. My workflow got interrupted the past couple months. I had a reminder to put the paintings up. And so I didn't do that, and therefore, oops, sorry about that extra little noise there. You did not receive your paintings for, I think it was March and April, and so in May I gave you like 5 paintings, so forgive me for that, please. But at the $10 level, you will receive a painting every month, and at $25, a secret podcast, and so thanks to all of you who support the show.